Hi, and welcome to Sport and Road, the weekly motorsport show with thanks to Central Tyre Service. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to and keep up to date with all things happening on the courses both locally and around the globe. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by John Painter and Craig Stott. It's on 1FM Shepparton Radio, so let's have a listen to see what's happening in the world of motorsport this week.
Good morning, everybody. Live and local 1FM Saturday morning sports continues. This is Sport and Road time. Time for some motorsport because we've got a big race meeting. We've actually got a big weekend of motorsport coming up. I'm Johnny Painter. And I'm
Craig Stott. Good morning, listeners. Yes, and good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm not bad, mate. Doing all right at this end of the world, yeah. That's for sure.
We've got a lot of races.
Oh, yeah.
And supercars. Start of a brand new season.
Yep, exactly.
And brand new colours and teams. And
some of the liveries are just absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Good grief. You were saying when we were talking earlier that the Blanchard team have got
three cars,
all the same livery in three different classes.
That's correct, yes. Supercars with Tim Slade. And yep. I can't remember the other two drives, but Super 2 and Super 3.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad.
That's interesting. All the cool same colours, though. That confused a lot of people. I reckon that'll be good fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Cool Drive, they started in Box Hill and then they went to Bulleen.
Yep.
Started doing air conditioners for GE Sigmas.
Yep. Yep.
And, had a lot of fun with those boys. But we've also, apart from that, we've got a couple of good sponsors.
We certainly do.
We have Auto Care.
Yep.
In Welshford Street, and they do a fantastic job for tyres. Full range of Century batteries. They're changing all the time.
All automotive batteries, yeah.
That's it. And, go in and see them, and even if you're driving along and you put your foot on the brake and it feels like it's pulsating, vibrating, just call in. It could be a tyre out of round, or it could also be your brakes.
Yeah, you might have a disc that's slightly warped, or just gone through a puddle and it's got wet, it can do that real quick.
Certainly. So that's easier. They'll just jump in the car, take it round the block and explain it to you.
Yeah.
And they don't do any work unless you say so.
And they'll check your headlights too. The one that you should do every Saturday, you should put the headlights on and walk around the car.
That's right.
Now, that many one-eyed terrors out there is just absolutely ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I also saw, when I left here Tuesday, heading up to Kangupna, no, I didn't have a beer, and there was a B double, and he put his brakes on, went to turn into the Kangupna area, no tail lights, and then his trailer wanted to try and overtake him.
Oh, good fun.
And I stood back, and guy coming down the other way, he saw it and stood back, and this guy just floored it and pulled it through.
Yep.
And got out and looking around, so...
Yeah, drive through it, yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the trouble with trucks like that. They fill up a bit of diesel as they go around the first corner. A bit of spillage of diesel, you don't see it, and then a bit of water on there.
Yep, it's on the drive, it's the way it goes, yep.
That's it, so we've got to look into that.
At least the bloke had the driving skill to drive it through it, not jam on the brakes and jackknife it, yeah.
That's it, yeah, so it was good to see someone knowing what they were doing there, as Goodyear Auto Care do too.
Exactly right. Now, other wonderful sponsors are the Shepparton Motorcycle Group, now the AJ site and the Halsall Honda site. The AJ site used to be Triumph, it's now KTM, and the Spiders too, all the three-wheelers and all of their off-road equipment and machinery, you find all of those there.
Their motorbikes, are they? Yep. Spiders? They usually
I don't class them as, they've got three wheels, you know, two at the front, one at the back, but they are a lot of fun. I've driven a few, but you got to ride them like a quad bike. You got to lean off them a little bit into a corner, and it takes a little bit of getting used to. It's not my cup of tea, but it was fun. Especially the thing with the semi-auto transmission in it, and you just hit the paddle underneath the handlebar and it just changes gears, and you change next gear, and then when you come up to the lights you just brake and the thing starts to downshift underneath you. It blips the throttle, does the whole bit. When you get to the lights, it's sitting there waiting in neutral. So it's just very interesting.
Does it click it into first and accelerate? Does everything?
Just about. It's probably bake a cake for you if you
want. They've got plugs there to put in your hand warmers?
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Oh, that's okay.
Yep. Well, they've all got electrical sockets. Even my Tiger's got those here.
Oh, okay.
But I've got the hand warmers already wired in, so it's got the heated grips. Got to have them.
Oh, okay.
That's a must, especially our sort of weather. not like some of the things you read overseas where they're starting to get them out of storage after having them put away for the winter. That's no pass. Good fun here.
Yeah, a bit different, isn't it?
Now, we've got two sites. We've got the Halsall Honda site as well for Shepparton Motorcycles. Going to see Mike Judd and the crew in there. And they've got all of the Honda motorcycles, power equipment, brush cutters, mowers. They've got the quad bikes, all the bits and pieces and all of the Honda.
And they're all four stroke.
Yep, all four strokes.
So you don't have to try and mix petrol and oil together.
Yep.
And how much? 25 to 1 or 50 to 1?
Yep, depends on the brew, doesn't it? Yeah, exactly right. They're great fun.
Makes life a lot easier. Smart thinking, Honda.
Now, last week, we reported on the first round of the Australian Superbikes down at Phillip Island.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like it was an absolutely great weekend down there. I didn't get much of a chance to see any of it, but it was a pretty good weekend. And in the ASBK, Brian Starring has taken the lead in the season opener. A fast, consistent Starring has taken round one victory of the Australian Superbike Championship. In the Alpenstars Superbikes Race 1 at the Island, Wayne Maxwell on the Ducati V4R was the only rider in the 1 minute 31s and was looking untouchable until a stumble on lap 5 saw last year's HB champ crash out at Turn 8. Now, Turn 8 is very, very quick at the Island. It's heading up the hill towards the over the top.
That's right.
Up towards Lukey Heights, I think we used to call it.
That is correct.
Mm. But the error left Brian Starring on another V4R Ducati, a clean road ahead, and a four-second margin over the rest of the field.
That's not bad.
So, being an emotional Starring is almost lost for words on the podium, saying he'd been pretty patient for a long time, waiting for this victory. We were chasing Wayne all weekend, he said. And I thought we had a good race pace, but didn't know how good it needed to be. Once we set out, though, I could see where areas where we were strong, and in the end, I just kept the pressure on. Nursing a sore ankle from his excursion at the Hayshed in race one, Maxwell kept it neat and clean in race two and was able to slowly edge a two-second gap on the fellow Ducati rider to take victory ahead of Starring and crew Halliday on the Yamaha YZF R1. Maxwell commentated on his win on preparing the number two bike to give him the win. It was good to get back a bit. Said Maxwell, I've got a few bruises, so I'll go and get the body healed up.
Cena Angus, Honda CBR-RR, took race one victory in Michelin Supersport ahead of Tom Ramage. And he was on a Yamaha YZF R6.
Yep.
And Jack Hyde on a Yamaha YZF R6. It was Senna's weekend, however, with the international-bound youngster taking the double in race two ahead of Tom Edwards, with Bramage this time occupying the final step of the podium.
Then in Dunlop Supersports, Harry Snell on the YZF R3 took off where he'd left off on Saturday by executing a perfect ride to take the race two victory, 1/10 ahead of James Jacob on a Ninja, and then Tayo Aksu on another YZF R3 Yamaha rounded out the top three.
In race three, it was Varus Fleming's turn to steal the win, 2/10 ahead of Jacobs, and a superb ride from Joseph Morano on a Kawasaki Ninja to grab the final podium position after finishing just outside the top 10 in race two.
So in the Yamaha Finances R3 Cup, Varus Fleming on that R3 was able to better Harry Snell on another R3 by a mere 1/100th of a second in race two, with Aksu on another R3 recording a strong weekend to score another podium. Race three saw round winner Fleming take another victory ahead of Jai Russo on another R3, because it is the R3 Cup, and Aksu once again.
Marcus Hammond took Sunday's fancy to runners by surprise by seizing victory in race two of the BLU CRU Oceanic Junior Cup ahead of Sam Drone and Tareen Fleming. Hamrod took the advantage of the race in two parts after the restart, while in race three, Harrison Watts took final honours ahead of Hammond and Fleming.
And then in the Superbike Masters in the Elders.
In the Superbike Masters, Scott Campbell, Honda.
Keep going, we're right.
RC30750. Got the better of Murray Clark on a Suzuki GSXR 11.83 to take the win in race three. With Scott Webster, Harris's Suzuki 1200 rounding out the top three.
So there we go. That was the weekend at Phillip Island.
Yeah.
So the championship standings at the moment, we have Brian Starring in first place with 67 points.
Crew Holiday on 65 points.
Mike Jones third on 46.
Josh Waters, 21 points.
Daniel Falzon in fifth place on 25.
Glenn Alderton on 14 points.
And he's in sixth. Wayne Maxwell, he's the number one bike, and he's in seventh place.
Yep. And Arthur Sissis on eighth place with 61 points.
Yeah, Arthur's done very well. He's been great. Now, MotoGP, who are the main championship contenders for this year? Three premiership class champions start the season on the grid, but they're not the only riders vying for glory. Making predictions about MotoGP's World Championship is fast becoming more and more of a fool's errand, as on the back of on-track competition gets even tighter, it becomes near impossible to say what's going to happen next, as riders manage to throw up surprise after surprise, and 2022 is set to be no different.
Looking through the list of names on the MotoGP grid, we see several world champions from across the different categories, but only three from the premier class. Mark Marquez on his Repsol Honda team is the eldest of those, but still only 29. During pre-season testing, the Spaniard not only revealed he has regained full fitness after two injury-plagued years, but he's eyeing up an incredible ninth world title.
Yeah, consistency is the word that describes Joanne Mir's team Suzuki X-Star. The 2020 championship winning season, the number 36 only managed to stand on the top step of the podium once, but racked up a series of top three finishes and strong point scoring positions to claim the title. Last season proved to be more of a challenge in time for the Mallorcan, and he still claimed third overall and will be setting his sights on a second championship crown, particularly now that Suzuki have hired Livio Supo as team manager. The Italian holds the title-winning pedigree at the helm of Casey Stoner's victorious campaigns on both Ducatis and Hondas before going on to achieve four more wins with Honda. In short, Suzuki's targets are clear. Return to glory.
Plenty of eyes will be on reigning world champion Fabio Quartararo, Monster Energy Yamaha MotoGP, entering just his fourth season in MotoGP. The Frenchman has racked up 8 wins and 12 further podiums, as well as 18 pole positions. The 2021 saw him dig deep mentally and take his first world championship, and he begins a new campaign among the hot favourites. But there have been pre-season concerns. Quartararo feels the development of the M1 hasn't progressed as he would have liked, claiming it lacks in top speed, which may prove costly as the season progresses.
Interesting, hey?
Yeah.
Francesco Bagnaia on the Ducati Lenovo team will be keen to pounce on the shortcomings of the Yamaha machine and go one step further than he did last year. A sensational string of performances at the tail of the end of the year saw the Italian take 4 wins in the final 6 Grand Prix and sees him firmly among the favourites as Qatar rolls around. Should Bagnaia show a repeat of that form, it would be difficult to bet against him, bringing the Riders' Championship back to Ducati for the first time since 2007.
Over the past 2 seasons, KTM's hard work to reel in the traditional big guns have paid off handsomely. At the 2020 Czech GP, Brad Binder of Red Bull KTM Factory Racing delivered the Austrian manufacturer their maiden win in MotoGP. Both Binder and Miguel Oliveira of Red Bull KTM Factory Racing have added more victories in the time since, and in 2022 they began a new era under the stewardship of Francesco Ghildotti. Having done great things with Parmac Racing, the Italian is hoping he can help KTM take the next step and deliver some title success.
Aprilia's racing history needs no introduction, but despite this, Noali's factory time in MotoGP hasn't been glittered with success. However, the Italian team are now very much on an upward trajectory. The RSGP is a constant race threat and has gone well once again during the pre-season testing, while Alessio Espargaro's podium at the 2021 British Grand Prix was proof of their progress. Also added to this fold is the fully integrated Maverick Vinales, a nine-time Premier Class winner, and the Veneto-based manufacturer couldn't be happier to have such quality riders donning their leathers. It seems now a matter of when rather than if we will see a Aprilia rider on the top step of the podium.
Little to nothing separates the world's fastest riders on their day, with each race coming down to just a few thousandths of a second. While we have some established riders on the grid hoping for title success, there is a plethora of others looking to upset the status quo. That's a good name for a band.
Yeah, sounds like a good one, doesn't it?
And make a name for themselves. It's going to be another unmissable and unpredictable year of MotoGP. Make sure you don't miss a second of it.
I reckon it's going to be an absolutely great one, mate. No worries.
Yeah.
Time for a quick sponsor break.
Oh, okay.
Let's have a couple of words from these wonderful people that support us here at Live and Local 1FM, and we'll come back in a minute. We've got a little bit of F1 and then
Supercars.
The weekend.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service, delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
They're fantastic sponsors, and Joe there, the Melbourne supporter.
Yep, go D's.
I've got to let him know that... Carlton won.
It was only a practice match.
Oh, that's it. It's still a loss.
No worries. Now, just before we go to Formula One, MotoGP this weekend, the race number one details, Monday the 7th of March at 2 a.m. The track is from the LaSalle circuit in Qatar. So if you want to stay up early or stay up late, I reckon have a nap about 7 o'clock at night and get up at 2 and you can watch the race.
With a nap now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There are no complaints from Daniel Ricciardo after McLaren's start to pre-season running at Circuit Barcelona last week. The Australian reckoned the team's program had kicked off without a hitch last week. The Woking team set a solid 365 laps over 3 days, putting them third in the mileage chart. Lando Norris having set the benchmark on day one before Ferrari and Mercedes topped the next 2 days. Ricciardo was also on the action, going fast on the morning of day two. I think we're in a good spot, but there's always something to work on and prove. So we'll give the team some data and work with and some areas of work to do. And I'll focus on what I can keep doing better, said Ricciardo. Overall, a pretty flawless 3 days for the team. A really awesome start to the season. Thanks to everyone back at the factory for putting the hard work in over the winter to put us in this position.
The Australian was one of two drivers to try out the new 18-inch wet tyres on Friday afternoon, which said had given him and the team some valuable information. It was good to get a little bit of wet running. There's quite a lot to learn from that, he said. We've then got into different program to Thursday, where we racked up plenty of laps, which was really productive. Now it's about giving that information back to the team and try and build on this positive start.
McLaren caught the eye of Mercedes' new recruit, George Russell, during the season as well. But Ricciardo, much like teammate Norris, did on Wednesday, played down the team's pace and said there's more to come from the likes of Red Bull and Mercedes. In any case, still your Red Bulls and your Mercs, they haven't showed really anything yet, so we'll see what happens when that kind of opens up a little bit more. But for now, focusing on ourselves, just try to figure out still where we're weak.
I think I know our strengths already, so it's just trying to work on the weaknesses from a driving and setup point of view. Bahrain's the next designation for the official pre-season test. It begins on March the 10th before the lights go out on the seasoning open Bahrain Grand Prix on March the 20th. So that's not far away
it
either.
It certainly is not.
Now, guess what?
What makes wet racing more mentally draining? V8 supercars.
Yeah, this is a little note that was written by the reporter from supercars.com, James Baby. Thanks, James.
The presence of wet weather threatens to shake up first round of the 2022 season in Sydney. This weekend's Bow Repairs Sydney Super Night will feature dual 300-kilometre races, the first of which will be held under lights. Drivers and teams are bracing for a wet start to the new season amid wet weather.
Now, southeastern Queensland and northern New South Wales have copped the brunt of wild weather. The three-day Sydney event is set to feature more rain, which will make the 300k races an even greater challenge. Rain lashed the Sydney Motorsport Park late November when Supercars last raced in Sydney. Races 25 and 29 featured classic wet weather drama, but were headlined by come-from-behind performances by Chas Mostert and Shane Van Gisbergen.
Thomas Randall completed as a wild card in the first wet Sydney event last year, which also featured a night sprint race. With an eye on Saturday's night race, Randall explained how changing grip levels offer the greater challenge for drivers. Mentally, racing in the wet is such more difficult, Randall told Supercars. Yeah, because it's wet. When it's dry, you get into a rhythm and go into autopilot mode. You got braking markers and turn-off points. In the wet, every lap, every corner is so tricky. The grip level keeps changing, especially in a night race. That'll add more to the mix. That'll be a great spectacle for the fans.
The 77-lap Saturday race is scheduled to start at 10 past 7. The 300-kilometre affair should last more than 2 hours, with fatigue to play a part. With that in mind, it's critical teams have ticked every box or a driver's chances will quickly slip away. The checklist for a wet race is pretty big, he said. You have to make sure your windscreen wipers work, your anti-fog works, you have to clean the visor to brighten everything, and you need to keep your boots dry.
That's it.
So
it,
mentally draining. You almost have a headache, your eyes are so strained.
Randall finished 16th in last year's Wet Race 25, which was won by Jamie Winkup. Featured three DNFs and a lowy 23rd place finish for Shane Van Gisbergen. Knowing how great that challenge was, Randall was wary of what Saturday night could offer. It was intense, to say the least. The 2020 Super 2 champion said of the waterlogged race 25. If you're in the top three or four, it's okay because you can pull out of the side and avoid the spray. From 10th back, you're in a lot of spray. I've done the same glary races in the rain in open wheelers, and these tyres push out so much water. Our tyres still push out some water, but at night the spray hangs in the air for some time. Do you remember at Bathurst, Shane Van Gisbergen had wet tyres on and he went over into the grass to keep the tyres cool?
Keep tyres cool,
That was, and he held on all the time.
Yeah, exactly right. You've got to keep them cool, otherwise they dry out way too quickly and disintegrate,
Well, coming up very shortly.
Yep, what have we got coming up today?
We've got Target TGRA 86 qualifying, and that's at 25 past 12 to quarter to 1.
Yeah, got the Aussie racing cars after that at 12.55 till quarter past 1. That's a nine-lapper, race two.
Touring Car Masters, 13.25, so it's 25 past 1 to quarter to 2. That's a trophy race and 12 laps.
Then we've got the Dunlop Super 2 Series, Armour All qualifying for race one. It's a 20-minute session at 4 o'clock till 4.20... sorry, 2 o'clock till 2.25.
Then we've got supercar events demonstrations, 2.25 to 2.35.
I don't know what they're demonstrating, but something's happening there for 10 minutes.
They'll send the Mustang around.
They'll send someone around here, probably one of the Gen 3s or something.
That's correct. Mm. Then Repco Supercar Championship, Armour All qualifying for race one at 2.45 to 3 o'clock, and that's 15 minutes.
Yep. Another demonstration at 3 o'clock till 10 past. Then at 20 past 3 until 20 to 4, the Aussie racing cars are out in race 3. They're great fun, those little things.
They certainly are.
It's a nine-lapper.
Then Touring Car Masters, race 1, that's at 15.50 to 16.10. That's 12 laps again.
Yep. Then at quarter past 4, we've got another demonstration. Then at half past 4... till 10 to 5, we've got the Supercars Championship Armour All Top 10 Shootout.
And that's for 40 minutes.
Yep. The Toyota 86s.
Race 1, 10 laps. That was 17.20 to 17.40.
Yep.
Dunlop Super 2, Race 1. It's 18 laps, and that's 17.50 to 18.20. And this is the time we'll be sitting down.
Yep.
And 19.10 to 21.30, the Repco Supercar Championship, race one, 77 laps.
That's going to be a beauty. Now, it all starts on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock with the Touring Car Masters, but we've got to go right through and find where the main ones are on this one. At 10.50 till 11.05, we've got the Repco Supercar Championship, the Armour All qualifying for race two, a 15-minute session.
Mm-hmm.
Then at 12.05 to 12.45...
we have the Repco Supercar Championship Armour All Top 10 Shootout for race two, and that's 40 minutes.
Yep, another one of those demonstrations.
Yeah.
Dunlop Super 2's at quarter past one until quarter to two. Then at half past two, the Repco Supercars Championship...
from 14.30 to 16.50. Again, race two and 77 laps.
Yep, and that's the program. I know we shortened the Sunday one down a little bit, but it's much the same as what we had for this afternoon.
Yes, and a couple of the teams are getting their co-drivers out already.
Yep.
Which is good to know. We've got Cam and Moffat and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a few with Ford, adding Kirk, and you've got quite a few there.
And Goddard and Kostecki have secured Tickford co-drives.
That's it.
Tickford Racing has confirmed its full driving roster for this year's Repco Bathurst 1000.
Yes.
Zane Goddard and Kirk Kostecki join incumbents James Moffat and Zach Best at the expanded four-car squad. It ensures Goddard will remain in the main game, albeit in a co-driving capacity in 2022. Kostecki's the older brother of full-time Tickford recruit Drake, and he's moved across from an MSR co-drive. Moffat returns to the team for a fifth straight season, and Best previously confirmed to make his second great race starts with the team. Moffat's finished second alongside Cam Waters in last year's Bathurst 1000, and having Moff and Zap on board with us is again this year is a real positive for us, they said. Bringing Kurt and Zane to the table gives us a very good group of drivers, team boss Tim Edwards said.
Obviously Cam and Moff came second last year, and Zach had one of the best drives of all the co-drivers, so it's fantastic to have them back. Adding Kirk, who has just been quite impressive himself in the last couple of years, and Zane, who has such recent main game experience, and we have a very strong group. These days, co-drivers are extremely valuable in setting up your race at Bathurst, and we're confident each of these drivers can put us through in a position to win on race day. The team will confirm its driver lineups for the 2022 Great Race in due course.
Absolutely. Now, we've got a little bit of work there from Fabian Coulthard. He reckons the carpet had been pulled out from under his feet when Team Sydney was sold, and he lost his full-time supercar seat. So, yeah, a little bit of thing. Anyway, we're just about out of time.
Are we already?
Yeah, no worries. Time to go home, warm the set, and cool the tinnies, mate.
Yes. So, yes, I'm not on air tonight, so that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good to do this on Saturday and get home and... car racing.
Yes, exactly right. It's going to be an absolutely great
one. Garlic bread. I've got about 27 people there.
Yep.
All the neighbours around. So with
good
the fire
stuff
up the back, I've got the permit.
Mm-hmm. So yep, got to have a permit, yeah, as the song says.
Yeah, Glenn Doyle did it.
You need a permit, yeah, exactly. No worries at all. So, from Johnny Painter, it's bye-bye from me. I sure hope you've enjoyed Sport and Road today. We'll be back again next week with another program. We'll give you some results from this weekend.
And I'll say goodbye, everyone, and hope you have a fantastic weekend. Go the Commodores, that's all I can say.
Thank you very much, mate. From all of us here, please stay safe.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.